values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you are with us on this Tuesday morning. 49 degrees on our way to 78 after an 80-degree day yesterday. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Tuesday morning by Catherine Wilkerson and also Martha Scott to talk about the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. 76 years of pancaking the Kiwanians have been doing, and our next event is coming up on Saturday, March the 23rd. Catherine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thanks.
And Martha, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
I will get started here, Martha, and just kind of ask you basically where things stand between now and March 23rd. Where are we at here as we approach the one-month mark out here from the big day?
Well, we're getting ready as far as getting all of our gear ready and all the food. We are selling tickets, and those are available from any Kiwanian, and there are 6 different locations around town where people can pick those up. And new this year for us is we have posters at various locations around town where people can just scan the QR code and purchase their tickets online.
Well, that makes it simple and easy. That is for sure.
It does.
Just scan that QR code on the poster, and voila, you are in. So, Catherine, what about ticket prices? How's that work?
Yeah, so this year our ticket prices are $8 in advance and $10 at the door. And we also upped the age that children can eat free. So if you have a child 5 or younger, they can come in with you and eat for free.
That is outstanding. What led to that decision?
Well, we were kind of debating, you know, the ticket prices, and obviously cost of food goes up and things like that. So we thought, you know, making a small change in the ticket price, but also making it easier for families to be able to come in with their young kids would have been a good benefit as well.
All right. So Kiwanis Club 76th Annual Pancake Day, a lot of rich history with this event. Martha, I guess location, where will we be?
We'll be at the Anderson Building at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And I might mention that food, of course you can come in and see us, but we will have carryout available for people if they need to just grab and go.
Well, what specifically? We know pancakes, but specifically, Martha, what's the menu look like?
Well, it's all-you-can-eat pancakes made fresh right there that day, and then 2 Fantasdill bacon sausage links, and your choice of milk or unlimited coffee. However, if 2 sausage links are not enough for you, you can buy extra sausage links. For $1, you'll get 2 more, and if you need more milk than just 1 carton, that's also available for another $1.
So very reasonable prices. And Ron mentioned the rich history, Martha. This goes back decades of you know, filling bellies, but also serving the community at the same time.
That's correct. We really appreciate everybody's support over the years. You know, we're glad to be back in person. For a few years, we had to do just drive-through. But the funds we raise go to a wide variety of projects here in the local community. I printed out a list. I went, oh, my gosh, we have quite a things that we have a lot of things that we support, which is great.
Well, if you have a list there, what do you support, Martha?
Well, we have scholarships at both Emporia State and Flint Hills Technical College. We have a lot of times student groups will come to us and say, hey, we have an opportunity to go to a a special event or some kind of conference, and we're able to provide them with a little bit of funding to be able to get there. And then a lot of the other things, we do participate in the match day,
yeah,
is what I'm looking at. And that allows us to, we do a bunch of the participants then, like the baby closet, the children's choir, the school supply project, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Crime Stoppers, Main Street Mamas, North Lyon County Youth Association, Food for Students. So we really are able to touch a lot of programs that serve youth in our country, in our county.
Catherine, what is the money going to wind up getting funneled into this year from the Pancake Day?
That's a great question. So as you probably remember from last year, we've been working on our centennial project. And, you know, last year was 100 years of Kiwanis. So we're working on a shelter house near the splash pad at Peter Pan Park. So, you know, working with the city of Emporia and other partners and hoping to get started on that project here soon. And I believe that we've reached our goal on funds for that. So I think this year it's more of a general, you know, helping us fund our other projects that we do, you know, painting some shelters, the teddy bear clinic, things like that. Martha, is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. It'll go to a lot of these other things that we support.
So the shelter house, that's been green-lighted, so you should be able to get started, Catherine, soon on that then?
Yes, we're hoping for, I mean, it's been good weather the past couple
yeah.
of days, so we're hoping that we can start construction on that very soon.
And something like that, what kind of a timeline are you looking at?
Oh, gosh, that's a really good question.
Well, thank you.
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but we're hoping it'll move pretty quickly since, you know, we've done some of the prep work and coordinated with the city and things like that. So hopefully it won't take too long.
So this season then, can we ballpark it that way?
I would assume so.
Yeah, well, okay.
Good.
Well,
good.
We won't hold you to that.
Okay. yeah, no one will do that.
Yeah, Catherine, before we go, and Martha, I wanted to ask you, what is it about the Kiwanis Club mission that made you want to join? I wanted to ask Catherine first.
Sure. Well, you know, our goal is really to just help the children in our community and around the world. And, you know, working where I do, you know, sometimes get to see the not-so-great things that happen to children, unfortunately, and being able to support a group that can help support children and, you know, connect them with resources in our community and allow for them to experience things they may not have been able to otherwise is just really close to my heart, and everything Kiwanis stands for is just really important for our community.
How about you, Martha? What got you involved? What keeps you involved?
Well, as Catherine said, being able to help children and support children, but also one of the reasons I joined is because when I was new to the community, that was a way for me to get involved and to meet some people here. And I have met lots of great people through the Kiwanis Club.
All right. Save the date, Saturday, March 23rd, 7 a.m. until 1 p.m., Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds, the 76th Annual Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. Get your tickets from any Kiwanian. They have ticket outlets throughout town, and if you see the posters, you can scan the QR code, and that will work. Well, Martha, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Catherine, thanks. Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Same to you.
Catherine Wilkerson and Martha Scott previewing the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day coming up March the 23rd.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we have our first opening basically that's available will be next Tuesday, March 5th. Most of next week is open now, but we do have some dates that are already claimed out through the week of March 18th. So if you want one of those spots later in March, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email us kvwe@kvwe.com. Tomorrow, we'll get a look ahead to the Emporia State International National Food Festival taking place on Sunday. Thursday, we'll have National Weather Service meteorologist Chad Omit. Next week happens to be Severe Weather Awareness Week across the state of Kansas. And then for the Friday Newsmaker, we'll have Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas talking about Emporia First Friday activities later in the day. And we can tell you, at least tentatively right now for Monday, we'll have Emporia Symphony Orchestra conductor Riley Day talking about a fundraising concert, which will be taking place Tuesday, March 5th. So that's the lineup of the upcoming newsmakers here on KVOE.
Thanks, Chuck. Our newsmaker, primetime newsmaker this morning, brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. 7:30, 50 degrees. We'll check the weather next.
Be the first to know with My Alerts. Get instant updates on city street closures, water main breaks, and splash pad schedules. My Alerts.